Under this thick-grown brake we'll shroud ourselves. For through this lawn to Normandia we'll come, and in this covert will we make our stand, calling the principle of all the deer.
I'll stay above the hill so both may shoot.
No, that cannot be. The noise of thy crossbow will scare the herd, and so my shoot is lost. Here stand we both, and aim we at the best. And for the time shall not seem tedious, I'll tell thee what befell me on a day in the self place where now we mean to stand.
Here comes a man. Let's stay till he be past.
From Scotland am I stone, even of pure love, to greet mine own land with my wishful sight. No, Harry. Harry, 'tis no land of thine. Thy place is filled, thy scepter wrung from thee, thy balm washed off wherewith thou was anointed. No bending knee will call thee Caesar now. No humble suitors press to speak for right. No, not a man comes for redress of thee. For how can I help them and not myself?
Aye, here's a deer who skins a keeper's fee. This is the quondam king. Let's seize upon him.
Let me embrace thee, sour adversity. For wise men say it is the wisest course.
Why linger we? Let us lay hands upon him.
Forbear a while. We'll hear a little more.
My queen and son are gone to France for aid. And, as I hear, the great commanding Warwick is thither gone to crave the French king's sister to wife for Edward. If this news be true, poor queen and son, your labour is but lost. For Warwick is a subtle orator, and Louis a prince soon won with moving words. By this account, then, Margaret may win him, for she's a woman to be pitied much. Her sighs will make a battery in his breast. Her tears will pierce into a marble heart. A tiger will be mild while she doth mourn, and Nero will be tainted with remorse to hear and see her plaints, her brinish tears. Aye, but she's come to beg, Warwick to give. She on his left side, craving aid for Henry, he on his right, asking a wife for Edward. She weeps and says her Henry is deposed. He smiles and says his Edward is installed. That she, poor wretch, for grief can speak no more, while Warwick tells his title, smooths the wrong, inferreth arguments of mighty strength, and in conclusion wins the king from her, with promise of his sister and what else, to strengthen and support King Edward's place. Oh, Margaret, thus 'twill be. And thou, poor soul, art then forsaken as thou went'st forlorn.
Say, what art thou that talks to kings and queens?
More than I seem, and less than I was born to. A man, at least, for less I should not be, and men may talk of kings, and why not I?
Aye, but thou talk'st as if thou wert a king.
Why, so I am, in mind, and that's enough.
But if thou be a king, where is thy crown?
My crown is in my heart, not on my head. Not decked with diamonds and Indian stones, nor to be seen. My crown is called content. A crown it is that seldom kings enjoy.
Well, if you be a king crowned with content, your crown content in you must be contented to go along with us. For as we think, you are the king King Edward hath deposed, and we his subjects, sworn in all allegiance, will apprehend you as his enemy.
But did you never swear and break an oath?
No, never such an oath, nor wilt not now.
Where did you dwell when I was King of England?
Here in this country where we now remain.
I was anointed king at 9 months old. My father and my grandfather were kings, and you were sworn true subjects unto me. And tell me then, have you not broke your oaths?
No, for we were subjects but while you were king.
Why, am I dead? Do I not breathe a man? Oh, simple men, you know not what you swear. Look, as I blow this feather from my face, and as the air blows it to me again, obeying with my wind when I do blow, and yielding to another when it blows, commanded always by the greater gust. Such is the lightness of you common men. But do not break your oaths, for of that sin my mild entreaty shall not make you guilty. Go where you will. The king shall be commanded. And be you kings, command and I'll obey.
We are true subjects to the king, King Edward.
So would you be again to Henry if he were seated as King Edward is.
We charge you in God's name and the king's to go with us unto the officers.
In God's name lead. Your king's name be obeyed. And what God will, that let your king perform. And what he will, I humbly yield unto.